In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. I want to bring you some very sad news today. I wasn't sure where to do this in the service, but I'm going to do it now. One of the things as a Christian community that we do together is that we weep together. Now, there might be things today that you rejoice in wonderfully, but there are also things that sadden our hearts, and we bind one another up and we walk the journey of weeping. So you might not know that we've had a wonderful lady here called Keaton, who is the sister of Kemi, who's been with us for some weeks recently. She returned to Nigeria. She's well known in Nigeria because she has a long history of being a TV presenter. The sad news is that last Sunday morning we heard that her bodyguard had been found killed. And then during the course of the day, we were anxious as to know what had happened to Keaton because she had gone missing. And then later on, I rang Kemi, having prayed with her really virtually all day, as Barbara and myself, we found also that Keaton had been killed. And so, Kemi, today our heart goes out to you and your dear family and friends here, those who've come to represent Nigeria, and we weep with you. And what can we say to these things, particularly when it's 5,000 plus miles away? But as we gather today, please do pray for Kemi and the turmoil of this significant loss of losing a sister in this way. So our heart goes out to you and we pray for you. So shall we pray together now? Her bodyguard and Keaton, we offer today, Lord, their lives to you. You give life. And Lord, the taking away is so painful because what you have given is so good. And we pray today for Kemi and her family, for those who mourn. We pray, Lord, that you will bind up the brokenhearted, and we pray so often that somehow they will find a peace that is beyond human understanding. Lord, enable us to stay the journey of loss. Bind up, we pray, the brokenhearted today. And as they gather the questions and they eventually come to the funeral and rejoice in all that was so wonderful in Keaton's life, we pray that you will hold them, be their shepherd, and as Keaton would want, enable them to live again. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do continue to pray. And thank you for those who've come today to stand alongside Kemi and Ayo. Whoever gives a cup of water to one of these little ones, none will refuse them a reward. One of the most important things about Christianity is that we're not concerned so much just with the spectacular. I used to go to a church that was very concerned with the spectacular. It liked large numbers. There were lots of people who went there. It liked a lot of hype. It was into the glitz and the glamour. A wonderful church, by the way, that grew significantly. By the time Barbara and I had left, there were 10,000 people going to this church. But one of its great weaknesses is it liked the spectacular. The journey of faith commits ourselves to those things that are ordinary and everyday. And that's why at the moment you might not be familiar with the church's year, but we're in what's called ordinary time, when everything is coloured in green. And we want to bless those things that are ordinary that we encounter every day, like love and care. Particularly this week, like glasses of water. Like the love of family and the celebration of a meal. These are things that we massively take for granted, and it's only when you lose somebody significant and you remember the times together, the laughter, the care, the meals, the seasons, the embrace, you suddenly realize how these wonderfully ordinary things were absolutely full of transcendent glory, really, if we'd only valued them. Christianity commits ourselves to valuing those things that are ordinary, like the cup of water that's given in his name. I ask for forgiveness sometimes when we want those things to look spectacular, and yet Jesus just calls us to those things that are ordinary. Ordinary things. Ordinary things like water, blessed in his name, become holy things. Bread and wine, blessed in his name, become holy things. The water of baptism given for us to come into the new creation, when it's blessed in its name, become ordinary things. And tomorrow, Monday, wherever you are in your workplace, you're going out and you're coming in, maybe you just stay at home. These ordinary places become holy places if you only realize it. They become places of divine sanctuary. They're God ordained. And the whole of the world is holy. Holiness isn't about something which is detached out there that somehow has no connections with us. It's about everyday things being given to God. Getting the children ready for school, given to God. Taking them to school, given to God. Blessing the teachers who will look after them, given to God. Going back and unloading the dishwasher. Or feeding the cat and taking the dog for a walk. Becomes holy things. And then the glory of the creation itself and the majesty of the wonder of every leaf and every plant become holy things. Because actually they're shot through with wonder, if only you realized it. Let me give you an example, a glass of water. Do you know what percentage of fresh water sustains all humanity and 8 billion people, the whole of human life, and all terrestrial order? Do you know what percentage of water? It's less than 1% of water sustains all of our glorious life. Things that we hugely take for granted, offered to God, shut through with wonder. One of my favorite films is a film, I've showed it here occasionally, clips of it, is a film called The Shadow of the Moon. They went back and they interviewed all the astronauts who'd gone out into space and those who'd walked on the moon and what effect it had had on them. And what it actually realized is as they walked on the lunar landscape and looked at the glory of Earth rise, as they finally came back to Earth and landed in the ocean, they thought, whoa, what an ocean. What a glorious place. One of the astronauts said for weeks he used to go to the shopping mall, buy himself an ice cream, and just look at the humanity walking around. This is actually filled with glory. Every human being that we take for granted. A holy mystery. He was just overwhelmed because he'd seen the lunar landscape of the distance of space. And then when he landed back on Earth, he realized actually that what we were caught up with in this Eden was something overwhelmingly spectacular and glorious. From the furthest star to the simplest cell, holy. I've shared with you many times before that if you just took one cell and you just took the DNA from that cell, and by the way, they used to think cells were just little blobs of jelly. Look in the, under a microscope, a little blob of jelly. But when they actually looked into the detail and the amazing, overwhelming factory that every single cell is, they realized that they were dealing with something incredibly overwhelmingly mysterious. The atheist would want us to believe it's just nothing. But the theist says, no, this is overwhelmed with glory. That the very DNA, if you were to read it out, If you were to read it out just from one cell, this language that God has ordained, it would take you 35 years. 35 years to read out the base parts of your DNA from one single cell. Shot with glory. Cup of water. The whole of the creation is holy. It wasn't the Green Movement who excited us to care for the planet. It wasn't a recent sort of thing about ecology. It was Christian Judeo-theology that said that the creation itself is holy and it is to be cared for. It is good and it's very good. It came from the deep roots of Christian theology that all that we touch and all that we see. I held my grandson yesterday. Difficult to hold him for too long, even in the heat. And I just looked at his finger and his nail. I thought, wow, shot through with glory. Shot through with glory. How much of our life has been wasted because our incomprehension, really, of how wonderful things really are? How much of our life has just been flitted away because we've been distracted and preoccupied with the things that don't really matter, and we never just sat and beheld his glory, the glory of the stars, the glory of one another, that we've taken so much for granted, these ordinary things that are shot through with wonder if we only knew it. You see, actually, I believe, I believe the devil wants to blinken and to give you a short-sighted view of who you really are and about the nature of your life. That's his job, to say it's nothing but, and to detract from those things that are actually gloriously spectacular. And to finish today, how can you be a cup of water this week? Where are the places that you can bless? Where are the places that you can bring hope? Where are those parts of your life that you've taken hugely for granted? Maybe family, friends. Maybe you've got into difficulty and conflict with them because you haven't really understood perhaps how wonderful they really are. What are the cup of water that you can bring to one another this week? I think this week of somebody like Pam Story, who's stuck at home. She basically lives now in a room. In the heat this last week. I wonder who could be a cup of water that would pick up the phone to Pam Story, a wonderfully valued member of this congregation here, and say, Pam, how are you? Ordinary things blessed in her name. We don't see Joyce Nicolay here now. She stopped coming to church. I wonder if somebody here could be a cup of water to Joyce Nicolay and for the fabulous contribution this family have made to this church life and to our local life as councillors. Can we pick up the phone to Joyce and say, Joyce, how are you? Are you coping? How is life with you? Or in a simple embrace, those that mourn today, like Kemi, how can we hold them, be alongside them, listen to them, stay with them? One of the most blessed cups of water that any of us can be is just the ability to stay alongside and just be there. Just be there. Like a crying child in the night. They don't want to hear any words. All they want you to do is just be there. It is a thing most wonderful that you and I are here. It is a thing most wonderful that you are shot through with mathematics. You're an equation beyond any equation, and it's beautiful. It is a thing most wonderful that God has spoken you into existence and made every cell in your body. And let nothing detract, whatever's come your way, let nothing detract about how glorious things really are. And if only we could be like that astronaut. Sometimes you have to go to space to appreciate the Earth, like the astronaut who just walked around the shopping mall, eating his ice cream and just thinking how wonderful she's there, he's there, they're there. What a wonderful ocean. He said, I never complained about the rain again. When I came back to earth, I never complained about the rain again, because he realized it was glorious. What an ocean as he landed. Let's be a cup of water to each other this week, whatever that might mean for you. Let's burn some old bridges, maybe. Perhaps some people you don't connect with or you're angry with, burn them. Make the phone call. Be the blessing. And let's pray especially for those affected by Keaton's death and the loss that that brings. Amen. I'm going to ask John to come and pray straight away. So we come to pray for these things, especially for the people of Venezuela. So John, come and lead us in our prayers.
Let's pray. Almighty God, as we come together to worship and praise you and thank you for all that you give us, we ask you to hear our prayers for the church, for the world, our local community, and all the people we know in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." During these few days of extreme heat, we've known what it is really like to be thirsty, literally. But we know in these arid times of a spiritual thirst, which only you can satisfy. May we indeed come to you and drink, and as you've promised, we will become sources of living water, that others too will be refreshed and find Jesus as Saviour. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray. We pray that all Christian churches throughout the world, as they meet today to worship and praise you and enjoy fellowship with each other, we particularly pray for the safety of Christians who are persecuted because of their faith, such as in Iran, Egypt, China, amongst the many countries. And we pray for the organizations which endeavor to support them. We pray that this persecution would be highlighted and known amongst the politicians. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the leaders of all Christian churches in our local area, Harrow and South Harrow. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide and strengthen and inspire them as they seek to lead their congregations. We ask that there will be a growing desire to work together, and we give thanks for those who come up with fresh ways of making your name known to the wider community. We pray for your blessing on this parish of St. Andrew's, that your joy and your love will flow freely in and through us to build each other up and to reach out to those people in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the places in our world where there is so much suffering. We think especially at this time of the terrible earthquake in Venezuela. We pray for more survivors to be pulled from the rubble, despite all the odds. We pray for that international aid to arrive, to help where needed. And eventually we pray for the rebuilding of that country. We also, Lord, we think of those areas where there's an ongoing conflict, where there's hatred, where there's revenge, and there's great division. We pray for those victims of war, violence, and poverty. We pray that your softened hearts of the nation's leaders and bring a lasting peace based on justice and mutual respect. We pray for reconciliation between those warring countries and peoples. Obviously, we think especially of the terrible and ongoing war in Ukraine, plus bring peace to the Middle East, Iran, Lebanon, and Gaza. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, your son had to flee from danger and those wishing to take his life. Pray you look with mercy on those who today, those who flee from such danger, those who are suffering homelessness and hunger. Bless those who work to bring them relief, that cup of water. Inspire generosity and compassion in all our hearts. May we not suffer from compassion fatigue. And guide us towards that day when all will rejoice in your kingdom of justice and peace. We pray in a moment of silence for any country that you have a connection with and are concerned about today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we lift up to you all who are going through times of sorrow, pain, or distress. We pray for those who are facing serious illnesses, those awaiting test results, those who may be struggling with mental health. We remember the isolated, the lonely, and those who care for them. We pray for healing of those. We look to Starlink. We pray for Sue Broach, Elizabeth Bellow, Daryl Campbell, Malcolm George, Sheila Gillard, Joyce Nicolay, Pam Story, Easterine Surrey, Martin Vowles, Gary Williams, and Angela Zaduran. Lord, we pray for these people every week, but we pray that you're there in this situation, and we pray for your healing upon their lives. And Lord, we think also of anyone else known to us that needs your touch of healing and intervention in their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, remember before you those who have died, and as is mentioned, especially Ketan Oyesiku, who died a week ago. We think also of those whose remembrance comes at this time of year. We pray that the light of Christ, which shines eternally and brings hope and comfort to the bereaved. I pray that you draw near to those who mourn, which we all experience at some time in this vale of tears. So we remember the Thanksgiving anniversaries of Clifford Lawton, William Wood, Edmund Watkins, Bob French, Gwen Judge. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
During this hot and arid weather we've been experiencing, we've noticed how it's caused large cracks in the ground in the park which we walk, and there may be dead expanses of grass. And we think, can these ever be reversed and put right? However, surprisingly, just a few days of sustained rain closes those cracks and brings the grass back to life and wonderfully green again. Similarly, there are large cracks in our society. But Lord, you have promised in Habakkuk, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in Acts, in the last days, God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Lord, we pray for the outpouring of your spirit on this land to bring healing and people back to you. Therefore, Heavenly Father, as we leave this service, we thank you for the knowledge that you are always with us as we seek to serve you during the coming week. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.